Well, the first game of the World Series gets underway tonight in Cleveland. It features the two teams with the longest droughts in World Series championships, the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. 108 years for the Cubs, 68 for the Indians, which host the first two games. The success of the Indians has caught sports fans in Northeast Ohio by surprise. They're still getting over the Cavaliers winning the NBA championship back in June. Mark Uricki from Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland reports.
The Cubs have been waiting over 100 years for a World Series victory, but that's just a franchise problem. The city of Chicago enjoyed a Super Bowl victory in 1985, six NBA championships in the 90s, a White Sox World Series win in 2005, and the Stanley Cup last year. Cleveland went 52 years without any major sports championship until this year. The Cavaliers had to battle back after being down three games to win it all this summer. And team owner Dan Gilbert, speaking at a business conference in September, wondered about the Indians following suit.
So it's amazing how winning is contagious, right? I think the Indians are win between. I think they're going to win the thing. I just do. Just things tend to happen that way, right? Don't they just tend to happen?
Well, not usually. But LeBron James and the Cavaliers have been showing up at Indians games, like addressing the crowd before the divisional series game two against the Red Sox.
Always believe something, Cleveland. It's always us against the world. Always us against the world. Cleveland against the world. Let's go!
Akron author David Giffel's latest book is called The Hard Way on Purpose. He says people in Northeast Ohio are so used to the uphill battle that they wouldn't have it any other way. It's the value of hard work.
It becomes instilled generation after generation to where that's the right way to do things. Like, you know, you inheriting money from, you know, your wealthy parents would be seen, I think, almost as a sign of weakness.
Younger fans were simply happy to win, but older fans took a long pause to cheer when the NBA Game 7 clock ran out. They've lived through a half a century of last-minute playoff defeats snatched from the jaws of victory.
In, like, the final minute of the Cavs game, when it was starting to look like this was actually going to happen, my brother actually grabbed me. We were watching the games together, and he grabbed me by the lapels, and he looked me square in the eye, and he's like, "I'm not sure who we're going to be if this happens. Like, I'm not sure how we're supposed to feel."
Cleveland had a very successful week this year hosting the Republican National Convention. It's beginning to become a tourist destination. And sports fan Jim Iona says championships can do a world of good.
That gave the whole area just a ton of respect that we should have had a long time ago, and got everybody to quit talking about the curse and the fumble and the drive and everything else.
With the Cavaliers flag in his car window, David Williams shows his allegiance. He's always been optimistic about championships.
I've been expecting it for a long time.
How long?
I'd say a couple of decades.
The Cavaliers get their rings tonight, and they'll unfurl the championship banner at Quicken Loans Arena. At the same time, just 75 steps away at Progressive Field, an Indians team, beset with injuries, faces the winningest team in baseball this year. But the tribe has one thing going for them. Today is St. Crispin's Day. 601 years ago today, the greatly outnumbered English army under Henry V defeated the French at Agincourt and inspired the greatest pregame pep talk in the English language from William Shakespeare, recited here by Kenneth Branagh in the film Henry V.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day!
Hey, maybe the Browns could be next. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Uricki in Cleveland.
And it's a very exciting time in Chicago as well. We will hear from the Windy City, maybe with Kenneth Branagh, as the series goes on. This is Here and Now.